Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the NFL Draft Blast. And we have a fantastic guest for you from Conference USA. He hails from Southern Mississippi. It's their standout junior receiver who declared early, and Corey Robertson. Corey, Happy New Year. We appreciate you coming on. What's it like knowing that, you know, you're down in Texas training with former Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson, and your college days are behind you?
Man, you know, it's bittersweet. At the same time, you know, I miss my teammates, you know. You know, everybody was cool. But at the same time, it's time, you know, time to get to work. So it's good to be down here with Michael Johnson.
Go ahead.
No, you don't get to work.
Cool. I'm curious. I mean, young age, were you playing Pop Warner and Pee Wee football? And if you were, Corey, I mean, were you that kid scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns every single game?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. When I was in Pee Wee League, I had 25 touchdowns as a receiver in Pee Wee League.
Wow.
Yes.
So you've been doing this a very long time, very long time.
Yeah, quite a time right now so far, you know, from Pee Wee League to middle school to high school to, you know, college level.
Definitely. And let's kind of fast forward. I mean, you arrive at Southern Miss and you just have this breakout season. I know none of you guys who come on the show lack any confidence, and you've got to believe in yourself, but I mean, at what point in your collegiate career, Corey, do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what, I can have success here at Southern Miss, but not only can I have success here, but I know I have the potential and the skills to get to the NFL. I mean, when does that kind of sink in for you personally?
To be honest, it sinked in like early last year. You know, after the season, I was like, you know, man, I can grind. I can really do this. You know, if I put my mind to it and work hard and, you know, and stay humble through, you know, all the process and whatever I got to do. I was like, you know, if I work, man, it can be something special. And, you know, I just put in the work.
Definitely.
You know, overtime, you know, catching extra passes, running route, everything I can do to, you know, to get better as a receiver and as a player and as a teammate.
Nice. And when do you start, I guess, to kind of get the mindset, you know what, I might take the leap, I might declare for the NFL draft? I mean, when does that kind of sink in?
It sinked in like early, like I set goals for myself. So, you know, my goal this year was, you know, have a great year, and that was what I was going to do. But it just really sinked in like after like the 5th game, and I was like, you know, man, I feel like, you know, I can take my game to the next level. You know, if I could just keep working hard and, you know, study everything I do, it can, you know, it can expand. It's more if I go on.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Corey Robertson, standout Southern Mississippi receiver here on the C2P. Getting up close personal, this man makes his path towards the draft. He's down at NJP in Texas training, getting ready for probably, I assume, a combine invite. Regardless of that, team workouts, pro days, all the things would come with being an NFL draft prospect. If you want more of this show, you guys know you can always listen to it at iTunes. Blog Talk Radio will nobody feature in this draft bio as well. College to Pro. Corey, all the guys that come on our show, we always ask this question. I mean, if you're in the film room with some NFL scouts, they're breaking down tape, what do you think they're going to fall in love with? When they start watching you and breaking you down, what are those home run qualities where they're going to say, hey, man, we got to pluck this kid off the draft board?
I think what's, you know, mostly get everybody's attention, that I'm physical. You know, I can high point the ball. You know, I can run after the catch. You know, just do things with the ball, you know, that some, like a lot of receivers can't do. You know, I feel like I can, after I catch the ball, I can get extra yard. It's not going to take one man to get me down. It's going to take 2 or 3.
Yeah, and if you watch the highlights and what you're able to do, I think it's hard to kind of argue that statement. And I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, Guan, you're on the show, and I was so fired up, and I knew you were coming on. But, you know, when I watch you play, it is that runner after a catch ability. And, you know, you kind of tended to the physicality of it. I mean, you're such a, you know, you kind of remind me just of your size and your strength and your ability with the ball, a little bit of a Brandon Marshall. I mean, who do you kind of see yourself as when you're on the field, or do you kind of take little bits and pieces from everybody's game and kind of try to put them in your own repertoire?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, no doubt. I look at myself, you know, a little piece of Dez Bryant, you know, Julio Jones, you know, Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins have very physical hands, so he catch the ball. Like, he have tremendous hands, so, and I think my hands are well, too. So I think that's why the three receivers that I look at myself as them three right there.
Definitely, that's a good trio to compare. And like I said, those guys are all top notch guys. I asked this question because scouts probably haven't been able to really talk to you yet. You know, that time will come down the road. But what don't they know about you in terms of what you can do on the field? Sometimes what you guys do offensively doesn't allow you to showcase certain things, or you could be a humongous film junkie. What are some of the things, the characteristics that they're not going to see on tape that you feel that's going to pleasantly surprise them?
Most definitely my speed, man. You know, a lot didn't get to – I showed my speed a lot this year, but it wasn't just, you know, remarkable as, you know, everybody should see it, you know, because I think I have a lot of speed, and I think, you know, they'll have to see that in person for themselves, because – mostly on film, like I'm running pass player, but or you know breaking tackles or just getting by, but it's just not like me catching up, you know, like a slant route and just getting gone, you know, like getting out. So I definitely think you know my speed shocked them the most.
Definitely, and you're down there, you're training at Michael Johnson Performance, and for you folks out there who listen to the show, you know that's one of the top combine facilities. Top facility for a lot of things, but, you know, top prospects, this is where they're going to kind of hone in on their craft and really kind of get maximized in terms of bigger, stronger, faster. That segues to this question, Corey. What's your height, weight right now, and what are some of the goals that you guys are anticipate having when the time arises to showcase all of it?
I'm 6'2 and 210. Yep,
right.
And this,
you plan on staying right there?
No,
you plan on staying right around that weight?
Yes, sir. I don't think I want to, you know, go up anymore or, you know, go down. I think 210 is a good weight for me.
Nice, nice. Now, I don't know when you arrived down there, but have you been down there long enough where you're starting to check yourself out in the mirror, starting to see a little bit more definition in the body from working out so much?
I just made it here yesterday, so we just just getting everything together, yeah, just evaluating things and you know, just gonna take it one day at a time. So whenever we start, man, I'm gonna be ready, you know, ready to work, you know, and just improve on everything that I need to improve on.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Corey Robertson, Southern Miss standout here on the C2P as we talk about what this young man brings to the table. And he's going to be a guy that your favorite NFL team is going to be eyeing when April rolls around for the 2018 NFL draft. When you set out your papers, excuse me, to the advisory board, how nervous are you? Because I think at that point you probably commit to the idea that you want to declare for the draft, but if they come back and they're like, hey, we think you're a seventh round or maybe undrafted free agent type, I mean, was there any fear in that, or did you feel pretty confident that you were going to get the positive results that they shared with you?
I mean, what a positive negative, man. I'm just looking for, you know, a chance. And whenever I get a chance, I know I'm going to take the full advantage of it. So if it didn't matter, you know, if it came back, you know, saving around or free agent, as long as I get a chance at the next level, I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Definitely. Great, great response to that. Very, very, very good response to that. For you, I mean, let's look back to your college career. I mean, even in your personal life, Corey, I mean, this is your platform show. I mean, any shout-outs, any big thank yous to family, friends, coaches who've kind of been a very big part of, you know, the man that we're talking to today?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I want to give a shout-out to my family, man. You know, they have been my biggest supporters since day one, since I started this, not even just because of football, but because of the man I am today. And, you know, my family always been there, you know, through it all. No matter what decision I made, you know, if I want to be a garbage player, I'm a garbage man, you know, my family's going to support me with that. So my family, you know, the biggest shout out goes out to them, man, because they've been here for me since day one. And, you know, my teammates and, you know, my coaches at Southern Miss, I really appreciate them guys. And it's just been a blessing, man.
Nice. Now, let me ask you this question, Corey. Who's your harshest critic, but you can't include yourself? Who's that person that's going to tell you, hey, you didn't play well today, or you dropped that pass when you should have caught it? Who's that person in your life?
I actually have a quite a few of those, you know, but they family members or, you know, one of my coaches. But my Uncle Gabe, you know, Marquis, and, you know, my Coach Lindsay, you know, they always told me after a game, you know, I asked them, you know, Coach, what I need to work on. My uncles will call me, like, and tell me, okay, Corey, you did this. But, you know, my coach here always tell me, man, you still got, you know, room to improve. You know, don't settle for this right here. So whatever it is right now, you know, you just got to up your game. Like, I have a good game, and no, he'll tell me, no, Corey, that's not good enough. So that just was an extra motivation for me, and so I just moved forward with that, Eric. You know, that was just a motivation for me.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Once again, Corey Robertson here on the C2P. We're almost running out of time with this great kid as we talk some NFL draft. Corey, before we let you go, we always like to have a couple off-the-wall questions, some lighthearted stuff. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. Now, Coach Hobson, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yeah, we have a player, Chase Whitehead. He does a great personality, you know, Coach Hobbs. You know, every time, you know, we have a team meeting, Chase might get up there before the team meeting and he'll impersonate Coach Hobbs. And Coach Hobbs will walk in like, all right, you got to get this for jail, so you keep playing.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I ask the Corey, sometimes we ask that question, and there's coaches out there where the players are deathly scared. They won't even – they'll say maybe somebody on the team does it, but they won't even reveal who does it because they're in fear, you know, that the coach might get mad. So it's fun when you can hear both sides. If it's fun to know that some coaches don't like it, and then on the other way, it's fun to hear that guys can just, you know, coaches can have, you know, a laugh and kind of, you know, fun with the team in that way. This question I think you gentlemen like answering the most, female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
My girlfriend asked me, might get mad at this one, but most definitely Meg Good.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Meg Good.
We've had her. Yeah, she's a beautiful lady. You know, it's funny, Corey, is I've been telling everybody because we're kind of at the beginning of most of the draft shows as we go through draft season. And our last episode before the draft come April, we'll announce, we always tally the names up. And every year, except one, Rihanna dethroned Beyonce 1 year, I think, out of the last 10. But Beyonce's always number one, Rihanna's number two, and Megan Good's always three. So when you said Megan Good, it was like clockwork. I'm like, you know, there's our Megan Good vote because we all, you know, she's always right there in the mix, and, you know, it's fun to hear her name. And this final question for you, I think this one you guys put the most thought into. It usually comes across that way. Your cleats, your spikes. If you could have anything sprayed, painted, any kind of theme or idea on your shoes, what would you represent or what would you kind of want on there?
I represent my hometown, you know, because I came from a small hometown, Greenwood, Mississippi. So I just spray paint Greenwood, you know, Mississippi on there, and, you know, and just put everybody on my back, you know, and just leave it at that.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, you arrived down in Texas yesterday to start working with Michael Johnson Performance, and obviously you're going to be there and getting stuff done. Hard work ahead, but I'm sure you're going to come out on the other side looking great. Corey, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man, and I appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Corey Robertson, the standout Southern Miss junior receiver who's just declared for the NFL draft, and this kid has a boatload of potential that lies ahead of him. I can't wait to watch him kind of develop these skills and harness the technique that he already has, but kind of magnify it when he's down there training. If you want more of his show, iTunes. You go to Blog Talk Radio or collegeofpro.com. You're going to find this interview. You can download it. You can listen to your leisure. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.